Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Roger. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Let's get to it with today's topic, 5 reasons why Smurfs will take over the world and enslave humans.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
The world-famous Smurfs are making their next big appearance this summer with Raja Gosnell's live-action, 3D film. The stars of a forthcoming summer blockbuster, the world-famous Smurfs are the talk of the town again, albeit, not necessarily for all the right reasons. Recently, though, Smurfs has even caught the eye of a controversial French scientist, who says that when it comes to the pint-sized characters, there might be more going on than meets the eye. The internationally acclaimed Smurfs are also allied with an evil, profane foe called Gargamel, a big-nosed, dark-haired, and arguably anti-Semitic cartoon, as well as with their feline companion, Azrael. An evil foe called Gargamel. The world-famous Smurfs lovers are quick to dispute the Buenoso's Little Blue Book, saying its arguments are not serious or reliable. The Gargamel's villainous cat Azrael, a symbol of capitalism's fat cats, is obsessed with trapping and eating the Smurfs. This is made even stronger because Gargamel, an evil magician, wants to catch Smurfs and convert them to gold. Third, Gargamel is an evil, twisted, two-faced magician, who is obsessed with a plan against the Smurfs, using Gargamel's magical powers to capture Smurfs, so he can eat them or convert them to gold. While it is unclear how Smurfs were created in the first place, we know that the Smurfettes were created by Gargamel, an evil sorcerer. The Smurfs are also associated with Satanism, as the Smurfs worship an evil magician named Gargamel, and Gargamel provides evil potions for the Smurfs that are supposed to be used for evil rituals. She becomes a real Smurf only when she performs an altruistic deed and rescues the Smurfs from being trapped by Gargamel, an evil magician. The Smurfs build, and then hide within, a wooden rocking horse in order to rescue Smurfette from the spoiled young princess. Papa Smurf chases away all of the Smurfs from Smurfette, and then says that she must marry someone who is mature and older. After fighting Gargamel, Papa Smurf forces Smurfette to choose her suitor, as demanding a marriage is always accepted. In the episode Romeo and Smurfette, the Smurfs are all asked to date Smurfette, and Papa Smurf attributes this to the spring fever. Smurfette and Papa Smurf, who did not trust Smurfs either initially, explained to Glubby that not all humans are bad, with Smurfette telling about Smurfette's experiences with the Time Crystal's accident, and how she and the other Smurfs met some bad humans, but some good ones. Smurfette decided Smurfette simply wanted to be left alone and enjoy her young adulthood, and the Smurfs begrudgingly accepted her decision. Glubby has been living with Smurfs, and has encountered humans that, according to her beliefs, so far, he finds repulsive. Even if Papa Smurf is Smurfette's creator, father, let alone one who is 450 years his senior, oh, and has tried so hard to win her over. Papa Smurf has also met all sorts of humans on his 500-year journey to discover the purest sources of the four primal elements in order to regain the powers of the long-lived stone. The Smurfs also discovered that a man named Peo had recorded their legends for posterity, likening them to leprechauns, who were supposed to bring good fortune to anyone who visited. The Smurfs reach an ancient island, where instead of doing the job Papa Smurf asked them to, the Smurfs invented a new game. Using the cheese-made Wonder Nuke, they take over the world as hostages, ruling it for years. Humans are living creatures who exist in areas of the world outside the Smurf village, mainly their own villages. While they are not considered intrinsically evil, the Smurfs consider humans a strange, and by comparison, a bit unstable species, constantly changing, violent, willing to rule over one another and the natural world, for reasons the Smurfs find largely meaningless. Brainy uses a storytelling trick, accidentally turning Brainy and the Smurfs into African animals. Brainy attempts to write Brainy's fortune cookies for the Smurfs, but Jokey substitutes hers for a better fortune. Clumsy and his new friend Chimpy have to find an antidote to the bloated bongo berry that is reducing Smurf heads. Bluebeak, a pirate bird, gets the clamulet, which puts some of the Smurfs under the spell as its pirates. An animated movie based on the classic comic book and cartoon series, Smurfette leads her male fellow Smurfs on an expedition to the titular Lost Village, hoping it will prove that she is not the
only Smurf woman alive. Gargamel initially created Smurfette as a masculine-looking Smurf dressed up, designed to cause chaos within the Smurf village. Some years after Gargamel's departure, a new human foe named Malgamer has settled into the Smurf woods, intent on capturing Smurfs in order to collect the bounty of his partner, Lady Odile.
Episode 1632 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Roger Marshall. Adios.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.